Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over...
For the fellas!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
All right.
Stand by, ladies. Get ready, men. Joe, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. What's your story?
I'm Joe. I'm 28. I don't have any toys personally yet. My fiance has two vibrators.
Have you ever masturbated with anything that was not intended to be a sex toy?
I'd rather not say.
We're all friends here, Joe.
Yes, I have maybe once or twice.
What was it?
Well, I used to work in corrections, and I've learned how to make
With a fifi bag.
Yep.
Hey, you're pretty young to have worked in corrections already. How old did you say you were?
28.
You're 28. You've already worked in the as a guard.
I did 4.5 years.
Yeah, that's a hard job, man.
Yep.
All right. Well,
it took a toll.
But you know what? You learned how to make a fake vagina out of a shampoo bottle and a rubber glove.
Yep.
All right, I got more than one friend that went to the joint, Nick. All right, Joe, you stay right there. I got to get Todd on. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Johnny. My name is Todd. I'm 55. I've been married for 23 years.
And any toys at home?
No toys.
And have you ever made love to anything not intentionally made to be made love to?
Just my hand.
Listen, if God didn't want us to touch it, he wouldn't have made it work so good and be the perfect distance apart.
All right.
Yep. All right. All right, stay right there. I'm going to get you on there, Todd. Todd's going to play. Joe's going to play. Josh is also going to play. Welcome to the show, Josh.
What's up, man? I'm Josh. I'm 41. The old lady's got a assortment of stuff. I've had a few vibrating rings. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. What did I see the other day? It was a medical C-ring they were advertising. You see that on television? I was
no.
Like, it was on regular TV, and it was it's just basically a weenie clamp. And they were saying that...
Yeah, I don't...
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I didn't need no vibrating ring.
Hey, nobody said you needed... Nobody said you needed anything, Josh. Calm down. You're all that is man, all right? Josh and Todd and Joe. All right, you know how this works. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price will take the item home. Now, in case you all overbid, the closest one will take it away. So listen up, fellas.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the vibrating butt thriller from Mass Toys.
You're lonely tonight. You want to get freaky, don't you know?
I mean, I'm not talking jumper cables on my nipples, but let's get weird.
Well, this is just right. Cause this will vibrate your booty hole.
I'm intrigued.
Park goes on your knee. Yeah, it's a rubber ring to give you some constriction.
So string it on like this.
Yeah,
okay, I got it.
And then next you see, doggy part, you know just where it goes.
Where?
Right in your butthole.
Well, I see.
He's got a flame coming out of his butthole. Ah, lightning bug.
It's the Butt Thriller. Jump it up a fight. Just pop this in your pooper and soon you will be feeling just right.
Butt Thriller.
Don't clamp down too tight.
It's the Mac Tough Vibrating Butt Thriller. And it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Well, first of all, I had to Google Mac Tough because it's the brand name, and it looks like the biker from the Village People.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's I guess that's Mac. So, you know what? Smart design. I'm gonna point this out. The obvious, Nick. I'm sure you've already spotted why. Yeah, maybe that's a C-ring, and maybe that's a weenie leash, so you don't ever lose this in your bum.
That's brilliant.
You see what I'm saying?
And you're going to thank somebody for that later.
At some point, and the closest I've ever got to that place was I was on the ambulance once and had to take an elderly person's temperature. And I turned away to grab my clipboard, and I almost lost a thermometer in their butt.
That's so bad.
Yeah, no, it was like whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, it was slowly, I turned around, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Got that thing by the last inch. Didn't want to tell the doctor what had happened.
Or that's so, how Gam Gam
The
went.
Point is, a lot of people end up in the ER. We've all seen the reports, right? Mm-hmm. So the weenie leash.
Yes.
Ties it to your weenie. And then... And,
take it out for a walk.
Hold on. Who's talking? Was it you, Todd? What are you doing? Todd, what's going on?
No, I'm innocent.
What about you? Is it you, Josh?
Oh, I'm sorry, bub.
Who are you talking to?
I told my buddy it's not taking a wiener out for a walk.
It's like taking your weenie for a walk. All right, no, it's all good. All right, listen, then of course the thing just goes in your keister. Mm-hmm. And is that the remote?
Yeah.
All right, so turn that on. Oh, it's not wireless. Sorry, we've gone cheap on you, fellas. It's old school, so you got to keep that. Oh, wow. Hold on, so that goes in your... And is that the only...
No, you keep hitting the button.
Tell me when it feels, sounds like it'd be the right thing, Nick.
There you go.
Higher?
You can.
Do you like is the vibration better?
Everybody's different.
I'm asking you.
I like when it's consistent. I don't like the Morse code.
Right. I've never met a girl who did. I was talking more of the vibration in your butt or just nothing or no vibration.
Either's fine.
I feel like that would make me afraid. I'd go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like you're like, it's too much. It's too much vibration. Blah. Like you lose control of it. I have some weird fears. They're not.
Nope,
no.
They're not weird.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a very safe item, Joe. It has a weenie leash and goes up your ass. What would you pay?
I'd pay $49.99.
Joe, have you ever experimented with a backdoor action?
No, I have not yet.
I like the way you threw yet in, though. All right, Todd, what about you?
I'll go $40.
I'm sorry, Joe, you said 49, correct?
Yes.
$49.99.
And Todd said 40. Todd, you ever had anything in your rear end?
No, it sounds awful damn scary.
Uh-huh. But this one has a weenie leash.
Okay, that sounds sounds very trying. I don't know.
Listen, you wear your seatbelt?
I do that.
That's right, man. We wear our weenie leash when we're putting things in our rear end. All right, Josh, my friend Josh, who wants to take his weenie for a walk?
I'll say 35.
35. Any actual manufacturer suggested retail price?
$37.99.
Wow, Josh.
Got my weenie leash.
You know what? I feel good about today because I like, listen, I don't ever want to hear that we gave a listener something that harmed them, that ran up to their midsection and had to be taken out surgically.
I don't want them scared.
That's right. Wear your weenie leash, people. All right, Josh, it is all yours. You stay right there. Hold on a second. Todd and Joe, I've got some T-shirts for you. In fact, I've got some fight night tickets if you want to go to the fights.
Yeah, sure.
All right. You guys stay right there. Get you hooked up. I've never seen the weenie leash before.
No. That makes two of us.
I feel like something bad happened to Mac. Tough. And he had to learn from his mistakes.
Well, and he didn't want you to make that mistake.
Right?
So he used that opportunity to make some good.
I was working for Huckabee when at Providence St. Margaret's, I could overhear that somebody had a light bulb in their keister.
I don't even understand how you start there, but...
Yeah, no, I don't know either. I mean, I assume you just wanted something in your keister. I don't know. Maybe you needed the danger of the
the Russian roulette of the glass.
Hey, man, some people are just a lot tougher than the rest of us.
Hey, me.
All right. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm Kelly. I'm 51. I have a forever fiancé, and I wore my Wee Vibe out.
You have a forever fiancé. I love that. So how long have you been fiancéed?
8 years. We've been together. I'm a two-time loser, and I can't sign that paper.
Hey, listen, would you love him any more if you did?
No.
No, that's right. You love him just as much. Anything going your way?
I love him from another house.
Perfect. Listen, how can I love you if you won't go away?
Correct.
How can I miss you? I'm sorry. How can I miss you? How can I love you? How can I miss you? It's my girlfriend lives in a different house, and it works out beautifully.
I believe it does. He's not too happy with it.
You know what? Tell him he can kick rocks and go on down the road if he wants.
I don't know about that.
You kept the other ones too long.
I did. I so did.
Important to learn from our mistakes.
I have done that also.
I'll tell you what A-hole Bob did when he married his third wife. He got her a number three hat from NASCAR.
Jesus.
And how did that go for him?
He's still married, but it cost him a lot of money overall. Like a lot of money. He lived in a little townhouse and had money in the bank. Now he lives in a house that's way bigger. If you'd put, it's like, if you put T's and mine and Jake's house all together, it would be Bob's house.
Wow.
Yeah, no. And she has a new car. And that it's just a lot.
She's real pretty and smells good, though.
Yeah, yeah. But
she lets
the number three, though, I feel like has come back to haunt him a few times financially.
She does let him crawl on top of her.
I can do all that stuff myself, so I don't have to have him do that for me.
Oh, you're the best. All right, you're gonna play. You stay right there.
Thank you.
And I assume you're a chronic masturbator by wearing out your Wee Vibe because those were pretty well built.
Yes, and it can go anywhere that it needs to go, and it can be shared with him.
Now, you, when you say it can go anywhere it needs to go, are you carrying this around like the grocery store?
No, I'm probably putting it in places that it's not meant to be.
But, I mean, got it. She's a goer. All right.
It plugs into the wall.
You stay right there. You stay there. All right, hold on a second. Sabrina, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Sabrina. I'm 25. I'm engaged. I've got a couple vibrators, some whips, straps, dildos.
25. Now, is this your first engagement?
Yes.
And how does it feel?
Pretty awesome.
Right. And you're into the... Who brought the whips and the straps into the relationship?
Me.
And what age did you realize you liked that kind of business?
Oh, probably like 16.
God dang. Now, you like to beat the guy or be beaten?
Be beaten.
Oh, wow. So you, at 16 years old, you're like, I love this. What, you have a mean stepfather? What happened?
No, it's just, I don't know, I like it. I'm usually in control, so it's nice to, like, not be in control for one.
Mm-hmm. So how long did it take you to break out the, hey, this stuff is under my bed, you want to try it out? And have you ever had a guy before him freak out because you were like, hey, I need you to kick my ass?
No, I definitely want to have someone like that in my bedroom.
What's your safe word?
I don't have one.
Don't you feel that people need a safe word, Nick?
I feel that she's on the path that she wants to be on.
Nick's very non-judgmental, not like me. All right, you get yourself a safe word, all right, Sabrina?
All right.
All right, you stay, you're going to play. I got to get Tony on. Tony with an I.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Tony, 43, married for almost 19 years. And I have a plethora of vibes. I had a Wee Vibe. I have an almost just like a womanizer that I love.
Mm-hmm. And what? So that's your favorite style, the womanizer style?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, Tony, yeah. You're going to play. Sabrina, you crazy bitch, you're going to play. And Kelly, you wackadoo, but my favorite, you're going to play as well. So you know how this works. Tony, you know the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. And Sabrina, you know that if all three of you were to overbid, that the closest one would take it home, right?
Yep.
All right, then. Let's get busy, ladies.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Golden Rose Dildo from Her Spot.
If your man's not
hitting your
G-spot
all night, ladies, you need the Golden Rose.
Don't be not.
Get up in
those guys
tonight. Bang one out with the Golden Rose.
That we should call a rose. By any other name would smell as sweet.
Well, depending on where you put it.
Ladies, gonna bring it to you all about the Golden Rose Dildo.
It is a platinum-cured silicone G-spot dildo.
It's 7 inches in length,
curved perfectly to hit that spot,
and was developed by Fleshlight co-owner Kathy Shubin.
In other words, our friend Brian Shubin's mom.
Now, granted, Brian was an adult when his mom made this.
But come on, can you imagine being a kid?
Mom, can I get a snack? Oh, God.
What's wrong, honey?
Guess what? I'd like to come out from school. There'd not be rubber dicks all over the table.
Well, honey, this is my job now.
Yeah, but at least Dad works on the rubber vaginas out in the garage.
We eat at that table. There's dicks all over it.
Oh, sweetie, you're going to need therapy, aren't you?
Dicks on the table.
Flexible but firm.
Perfect for gentle and intense play.
Harness compatible.
Find that G-spot tonight with the Golden Rose.
Let me help you. I'm great at finding stuff. Last night, I found Lois's G-spot.
No, I didn't.
I didn't know she was home. I was able to please her in other ways, though.
Now.
Okay, let's just go.
It's the Golden Rose Platinum Cured Silicone G-spot dildo from Her Spot. And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Gregory, what do you mean by platinum cured?
That's just what it says on the box. I don't know what that means, actually.
You just read?
Well, that's what they said. That's their claim. It's platinum cured.
No, nobody else is like, what? What is it?
Well, it's just the coating it's on. It's not.
You're
it's
making like that up. You're making
no,
that up. Stop
I'm not.
Talking,
look
fatty.
At, look,
stop talking.
It's good.
I should believe you with the coat.
I believe nothing with it. No, says. This is your basic silicone, real good, high-end dildard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would you call that quality?
It looks very quality.
Catch it, touch it.
Yep.
Right
feels
girth,
quality.
Right length.
Yep. Oh,
right.
And it's kind of like an iridescent look to it. Maybe that's it. Shine it under your light and tell me you're not. See that?
That's why I was saying.
Pete, it looks actually like it has a disease. To be honest with you guys, it's flesh colored, and the modeling looks like
it's more of a mauve.
It's got a marble.
Like
look to
it's actually, that looks to me looks. I feel like a much larger version of your diseased penis.
My disease, my penis is not diseased.
Kelly, what would you pay for a platinum cured diseased penis?
Ooh, since it's platinum, $69.99.
See, I see what you did there with the sex number and all. Let's see if it pays off. Sabrina, what would you pay?
$70.
How much? How much?
$70.
All right. And Tony with an I, where are you going?
I'm going to go with 50 straight up.
50 straight up. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price for a platinum cured dildo.
$39.95.
Remember we talked about that overbid, Sabrina. So who wins it?
Definitely not me.
Tony with an I wins it.
Yay!
Tony, it looks to be a very nice, well-made dildo, but I'll be honest. Nick, just be honest.
That curve, I think, is going to help her. That's the one thing that I have to point out.
The coloring looks zombie-esque.
She's not going to see that when she's using it.
Yes, but you got to look at it before you put it in, and that just screams.
That, you know what? That's almost racist. You don't have to look at that color before you put it in. You just be putting it in. Your focus is clearly not in the appropriate place.
I was thinking more health issue, but not.
It really is a lovely mauve color.
All right. Listen, you hold on a second. Kelly, Sabrina, Tony, thank all three of you. You're all wonderful, beautiful ladies. I've got something for each and every single one of you. Thank you, Moonlight Adult Boutique.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus, what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center, to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With four locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, giggity, giggity.